Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langry
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you so much for joining us this evening. The mission of Divine Goddess Radio is to empower, educate, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the first and third Tuesday. We have solely in Tuesdays. You can answer one question. And the second and fourth Tuesday at 6 o'clock, you can also have tidbits and tea with Beth and Marie. If you're wanting to set up a goddess or a class session with Marie and Beth, you can either call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-941-36. If you're wanting a divine goddess party, you can have a party of 10 people and the host or hostess will receive it for free. And yes, folks, we do travel in Minnesota, maybe Iowa,
maybe North Dakota,
maybe South Dakota. So we will travel. Also, go on to our Facebook page, please, and become part of a community that is very much needed at this time. And you can also go on to our website, divinegoddessradio.com. If you have any questions, comments, any feedback, please go and email us also at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Welcome to Tuesday, you guys. Welcome to Phone In Tuesday.
Welcome, welcome. And also, for anybody local who's listening, we do practice out of a store called White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gift in Anoka, Minnesota. So come down and see us. You can do sessions here. And we do teach class every other Thursday. So our class schedule is on our website, and it's also on Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page and the White Buffalo Spiritual Gifts Facebook page. So find us. We'd love to see you.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you know, there's a lot of energetic stuff that is going on again. Hopefully you guys are writing your journals and writing down the old stories so you can finally burn them and be done with them and then recreate your new journals or your new stories. And that means you're not going to talk about it anymore. It's over and it's done with. And if you find that it comes up, you know, in your mind, or if you're talking about it out loud, you know, you need to go in there and release it one more time. So we have some energetic stuff that's coming up here on the 25th, which Marie will talk a little bit about, and then we're going to talk
a little bit about, because we're going to talk about it next Tuesday. So we've got two things going on. We've got the Lion's Gate portal that's opening July 25th, and I believe runs to about August 12th. And also, Jupiter is going retrograde on the same day, July 25th.
Is that a good thing that it's doing that?
Well, it's all about relationships. So, you know, just again, like you haven't been tested on relationships enough and we haven't gone inward enough, it's going to, you know, push us again into going inward. The Lion's Gate portal is actually a really cool thing. So it's going to allow us to really ascend way up galaxy high.
Wow.
And we're going to be accessing our Egyptian life.
Woo!
So anything in connection with ancient Egypt, yes, past life, don't be surprised.
I do so well.
Coming in that makes sense. Yeah. So if any of you out there are meditating and seeing lions in your healings or in your meditation, that's what it's about. The lion is presenting itself. So, but we'll get into that more next week, and hopefully you guys will be easing through it because we'll be on the air after that.
I'm already starting to feel stuff. I'm starting to feel biatchy.
Yeah. But, you know, I did say on the Facebook page that cardinal signs were going to be Aquarius and Libra is a cardinal sign. And I just said, I'm staying away from cardinal signs. But my people, Libra's going to damn brace. My God.
My God.
Yeah, you know, Libras are being tested. They
yeah,
are always
the people know.
But they are really being tested. It's because there's so much relationship stuff going on right now. I'd say in the past year, relationship issues are really big. And Libra's all about balancing that relationship.
Yeah, so, bridge.
You know, it's examining all your relationships.
I have an example.
The universe continues to tell me get out of the analyzing and yet they continue to bring me into it. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You can also thank the movement of it.
Yes.
Those dragons run it.
Those dragons fly out.
So, yeah, so anyway, we'll go into that more next Tuesday. And last week was a good show because we had a nice big studio audience and they were able to ask questions about, you know, the energetics and what they're feeling. So it's kind of a nice way to feel like you're not alone and going wacky doodle in your house going, what the heck's going on? So, you know, join us then too, people.
Last week we had a really cool 7-year-old who asked, I thought, very profound questions for a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's very old.
In fact, all the adults were,
we were just like,
wow.
Wow. I mean, seriously. I mean, he has just his eyes, if you saw his eyes, he was reading you. So, like, oh, he was, it was just so cool. Wasn't expecting that. It was a nice treat.
Oh, it was really nice.
It was a nice treat.
We were hoping they'd come back this week.
I know. Darn it. Darn it.
Because it would be interesting to see what question a 7-year-old who's like that would have. You know, whether it be, you know, what he's picking up psychically and what he would want us to answer psychically. So.
One of the questions was, he asked, what do you mean by darkness?
Yes,
dark energy. I mean, you know, toward, it was something that I stated, and then he asked that question.
Yeah.
And everything, I keep going, is there anybody who has questions? And he'd go, listen, I can't remember what the other one was, but I mean, it was very profound for 7. However, I work with kids, I'm not shocked by this, but I wasn't expecting it that day, so it was very nice for everybody else to witness what comes out of their mouths. So.
It was a treat to have him in our little studio audience. And in case you're wondering, folks, we do have a studio audience tonight, so everybody say hi.
Hey.
Kind of nice. We get interaction with people live now, and we get interaction with people on the phone. So we're loving it. We're loving it. We're loving it. All right. So are we ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're going to grab our first caller. Hi there, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, you're talking to Maribel and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, what is your name again, sweetie?
Maribel.
Maribel.
Maribel. Maribel, do you have a question or a comment that you would like to ask?
Well, I wanted to ask a question in terms of relationships and love. Like if you guys saw anything coming up for me.
Romance, you're asking about.
Yeah.
Maribel, have you finished up your work with your last relationship?
Well, to be honest, I never really had a relationship. So.
Okay, with your last, the person you were seeing, or persons you were seeing?
I think so.
There's still residual effects that you need to look at. Memories that are within you that you still need to go and look at.
Okay.
I'm picking up like a deep hurt with you still that you haven't let go of. So in order for you to move on to that next step to allow a new romance to come in, you really need to look into your heart and release that.
Okay.
So it depends on how fast, how quick you're going to go in and look at it. You can have someone coming in for play within 3 months, I hear. It won't be serious, but 3 months. So that means, but your heart is closed down. I feel it on your right side. So it's closed down. So you need to go in there and look at the last one. I feel it's the last two relationships that you've had. And there's also some father stuff that you need to go and look at as well, some forgiveness. And just let it go. Let it go. You know, give gratitude. And a father can be father, grandfather. It could be uncle. So look at the men on your father's side and your relationships that you've had with them. And then just send them love and light because they were your greatest teachers. They were your greatest teachers, you know.
Okay.
So you're giving them everything to yourself as well as yourself.
All right.
Yeah. And really, really start practicing self-love.
How does one practice
self-love
now?
How do you practice self-love? Well,
yeah, how do you, yeah.
You know, you, okay, so you wake up every day, and what is your first intention is, I am love. I am worthy. I am
deserving.
And you can do that when you wake up. You can go, when you go to the bathroom, look at yourself deeply into your eyes in the mirror, and state the same thing.
Okay.
it's not as hard as you think it is. It's not as hard as, you know, you're probably feeling right now. And remember, there's a lot of planetary shifting going on right now, so you're feeling a lot right now. I can feel it, and you're feeling really overwhelmed, but it isn't as bad as you think it is.
Okay.
You know, and you need to, and, you know, part of the self-love is putting yourself first. You know, love your friends and your family, but you need to love yourself first and foremost. And give yourself a break. Forgive yourself. You were way too hard on yourself, way too hard.
I know, I'm trying. I'm really trying.
But you know, on that same note, let that be part of your story that you journal and say, you know, change your stories of how you handle yourself. When, you know, after you do something, don't sit here and look back and go, God bless it, I should have done it differently. Yeah. You know what happens? You learn from it. How can you grow from that? Shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do something different. Stop being so reactionary. Be responding differently. There's a difference in the vibration of those words, reaction versus responding.
Okay. Yeah, one is just an impulsive reaction, and then the other one is you actually take something away from the experience.
Yes. Also, call on your angels. You need to be calling on your angels for, you know, assistance as well. You don't have to do this all on your own.
Okay.
Yeah. And your guides.
Yeah,
angels and guides.
That would definitely make it easier.
Yes, it will. They're around you now, and they're giving you signs. You're just not seeing them. So be aware. Any synchronicities or things that are repeating over and over, those are signs mm-hmm. from your angels. So just kind of, you know, start acknowledging them as you acknowledge them and then give them permission to help you, you'll feel them come in more.
Okay.
And then if you feel that you need assistance with that, you know, if you're gone, Marie and I also do that. So you can set up a session with us if you're feeling that you need us to help you with the next step.
Okay.
But otherwise, we gave you a bunch of information that you can do something with now. So put it into action.
Definitely. That's what I'm planning to do.
Awesome. That's right. The first step. Look at you. We're here for you. We're sending you love and light. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hello. Who are you speaking with? Where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air. We'll put you back on hold. Okay. Hi there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. This is Elfina from Arizona.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
I'll see you.
Good.
Did I hear anything? How are you doing, Elfina?
I'm doing good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I actually just want a general reading.
A general, just what we pick up for you?
Yes, sir, whatever messages.
Okay. Althea, not being so hard on yourself. Althea? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. The first thing I heard was stop being so hard on yourself. Give yourself a break.
Okay.
Are you picking up?
Well, you know what I'm getting, but I'm definitely getting more deep. I'm seeing, however, you can go in and you can do this. I'm seeing from two lifetimes ago, there was a husband who left you, and there's some abandonment issues there. So there's a program that's running within you on abandonment. So you might want to go in and examine it. And one way that you can do it, again, you can do it through journaling. And you can go in and ask during a meditation where the core issue appeared. So you can go in and look, was it specifically in that lifetime, or did it even stem back from even farther back? But that that lifetime is really significant right now, and I'm hearing it 2 lifetimes ago when I see this male standing here right now, and he's asking for forgiveness, but it's a past lifetime. So when I see that there are running stories and a program that's running that has to do with abandonment. So journaling would be a really good way to go in and look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just remember that you are not responsible, so don't hold yourself responsible.
No, I don't understand where that's coming from, so I'm just like, okay. But, okay, yeah,
you
whatever.
Yeah, I guess she hung up, so we'll go on to the next caller. Sometimes we don't like what we hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what Spirit's telling us. So we'll go back to the next, or last caller. Hi there, are you on the air? Hello.
Yes, hi, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Who are we speaking with?
This is Karen from Massachusetts.
Hello, Karen. Karen, do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. Yes, hi. I have a question in regards to work. I'm actually looking to move on, should I wait things out to see how things are going to change, or should I just move on?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm picking up is transition. So there's transition at your company, but you are also in transition.
Wow.
It's going to last a period of 3 months. It's going to be 3 months before it starts settling down.
Yeah. Are you reevaluating like what your life path is and where you want to go and what you want to do?
I see. This is where I know I want to do something creative. I don't know if it's heading into my own business. I'm not sure. But I know I need to create.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are your hands burning? I mean, do you get that itchy, burning feeling in your hands?
Yeah.
The energy, you're right, like I said, in that transition period, and the creativity wants to come out so bad. So don't stifle it. Don't hold it back. It's okay to do things, you know, slowly outside while you are transitioning out. But let it out.
Yes. I want to get back to
you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Are you looking at transitioning into doing alternative healing?
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been thinking about doing.
So if I hear that you'll have a partner when you're doing it. So have you taken classes on it yet?
No. And I've been looking at that as well. It's like, okay, where do I start? Where do I go to get training?
You could actually, you know, look online and just Google. Are you looking to do Reiki?
I don't even know if it's Reiki or just something holistic. Some type of healing.
Do some research on the internet. You look at hands-on healing, look at energy therapy, look and just see what trips your trigger, and you'll be amazed. Look at alternative healing and see what comes up, and then investigate on that.
Yeah, investigate it too, to find where if there's a metaphysical store in your area, you can, you know, go there first, and then they can probably help you find someone who can get you started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I was also looking at becoming an ordained minister.
Mhm. There you go.
I mean, it's like I can't just pinpoint it to one thing. I just don't. I know it has to be something creative, something spiritual, but I can't It's like I can't pinpoint. I can't say, yes, it's that, and no, it's not that. I can't visualize it. It's like, what is it, universe, that you want me to do? Because whatever it is, it's not out here. Because I can't turn the page. That's it.
Everything's at a standstill until probably, I would say, heading into fall. We're looking at a lot of things that are going to be happening in August and September.
Okay.
So after that, a lot of us are going to gain more clarity, but there's reasons for that. There's reasons for that. So
Okay. You
can still continue to ask what it is that you should be doing. I hear ordained minister would be a good thing for you, but that's not all you're going to be doing.
Right.
Absolutely.
Just start
yeah.
researching. Yeah. Because as you start researching and find the people and start talking to them, it'll start to become clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a great idea. Excellent.
So
Thank you, ladies. That's a good starting point. Yes, because I do feel that change coming. It's like I'm itching for it, but it's like, you know, just cool your jets. Cool your jets. Don't jump yet because you don't know where you're going to jump to. You know, I know that where I'm at now in regards to work, there's a part of me that's starting to get comfortable and enjoying what I'm doing. There's a part of me that's like, I've just got to get the hell out of here.
We're hearing that more and more on a day-to-day basis. So you're feeling exactly like the rest of the world is feeling right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I got one foot in and one foot out.
Mm-hmm. But keep journaling. Journaling and meditation. It's really about connection right now and really trusting. And it's building that faith right now. And your answers will come sooner than you think.
That's true. Very true. Excellent. Ladies, thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay.
Next caller, then we'll take your question from the studio audience.
Hi there, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. My name is Ola. I'm calling from California.
What was your first name?
Oh, Ola. And I'm calling
Ola.
From...
I love it. Do you have a question or a comment, Ola?
Yeah, I had a quick question. Just wondering what you see, if you see my finances picking up anytime soon.
Finances.
Can you hear me okay?
Are you asking, will your finances improve soon?
Yeah, if you see anything coming in soon, sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
Of course.
Wow. Interesting. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your financial situation, have you learned any good lessons?
Because of my financial situation, have I learned any good lessons?
Because I'm hearing this is a lesson learning situation for you right now.
No, I mean, I have a job in mind that I want, or a type of career that I want, but I'm just kind of looking for something until that happens, like something temporary until I can, you know, get my dream job or whatever. So maybe that sort of lesson, like, you know. Or maybe I can get both a dream job soon. I don't know. But
Well,
I guess
it's more along the lines of your relationship with money, how you view money.
Okay.
So sometimes when we're doing things, what are we doing with money?
Oh, whoa. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's my phone you're cutting out. My relationship with – I'm sorry. I totally did not hear that.
Okay. When we are going through difficult – okay. When we're going through difficult situations with money, the universe is doing that to have us examine what exactly is our relationship with money. So to examine that, you know, what is money to you? How do you use the money?
Okay.
So sometimes using it in the way that should be for our highest good, that resource gets taken away so that we can learn that lesson, so that we appreciate and have gratitude for what we have.
Okay.
Are you in a state right now, because you're saying you want it sooner than later, are you fair? Does that ring true for you?
Usually, when this happens, I'm like, okay, well, let me focus on positive, and usually it comes back. So I'm hoping that's kind of working. I try not to, it never works. So, I just try to stay positive usually. Calling you guys just to, see if I'm on my podcast or whatever.
Your money situation is going to improve, and I'm not laughing at that. Your money situation is going to improve, but I hear the word despair. So go in there and look at that and see if that's something that has happened, if it's been a recurring theme, you know, within the past year, the past 2 years. You know, do you get really desperate if you don't have a certain amount? Like, there's people, there has to be a certain amount of money in their checkbook, in their savings account. There are people who are literally, they're down to their last two pennies. You know, so you need to look at that relationship. So it's going off of what Maria's saying, to really look at what is your relationship with money. Money is just an energy. That's all it is. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It comes from a tree. It's a way of paying for a service. You know, so look at it a little deeper. If it's coming up with me, that word, that means there's a deeper meaning that you need to go in and look at. And all it is a little block. That's all it is. So you go in there and you look at it, see where it stems from, what is that issue, and then you send healing energy to what you're doing there so that you'll get through it a lot quicker and easier.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to do. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. So which one of our lovely studio audience members would like to ask a question?
We'll have you come up so you can maybe talk into the phone for people.
So that there you
go.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Dina.
Hi, Dina.
And I'm just wondering what you see my guides, like if my guides are telling me to do something and I'm not picking it up.
Picking it up?
Okay.
On anything specifically?
Yeah, just in general.
So I guess the first thing I heard was, yeah, sometimes we hit you over the head and you still don't get it.
No, not me.
Are you being too serious? I'm hearing you're being too serious and you need to be a little more relaxed, a little more fun, have a little more fun with what's going on. And, you know, I know it's really serious times right now because we feel like we're on a mission. We got to complete a mission. But first and foremost, we forget that we're here to find joy in the mission that we're here to do, whatever it is, you know, being of service and bringing more light and love into this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you're being guided on your path and you're following forward on it. You're going in the right direction. You're going in the right direction. Again, you have a lot of masculine stuff that's starting to come up here if you're not experiencing it already. So, again, I will say it, and I have to do it for myself as much. Journal, and you need to meditate more.
Masculine stuff?
Oh, masculine energies. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Old masculine energy is being examined by everybody. None of us can get away from it. So that's the old stuff that's coming out so that that goddess energy can be coming in. And a lot of people are having, there's a fight going on between the two of them right now. Because the goddess energy is very colorful. It's always been here, but she's been suppressed by the old masculine energy for we're talking eons. So that masculine energy, we can find it, we can see that it's at the end, but the masculine energy is just not wanting to let it go. But it's going to go. In the end, it's going to go, but we need to work on balancing those two. It's like we're counseling with the both of them all the time. People don't realize that, but that's why we're exhausted. That's why we're tired.
We second guess ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, your inner child really wants to come out and play. So let your child come out and play.
Literally.
And I'm hearing for you to color.
Color.
Yeah. So even if, I mean, color with anything. They have adult coloring books now. They have, you know, kids. But I'm hearing with you to stay more with the kitty.
Like mermaid books. Because it just brings that into the playfulness. And all the kids, because I work with little kids, that's all they're talking about, the mermaid. So the mermaid energy is big right now. That and the dolphin energy is very huge right now. The high frequency and vibrancy. So play with that, because then it's going to bring in, it's going to open up programs within you when you are a woman.
Also, anything with little puppies, the cute little puppies in a coloring book, color those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make some printouts.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
And just do it, and as you're doing that, you can use it as a mandala, and you know, you can sit here and do it as a meditative state and get some, gain clarity. But you're on your right path. You're on the right path.
Yeah.
But let go of that fear. There's a fear that's around you. So I don't know if you're just opening up and stepping into who it is that you are, but let the fear go. You're here to be who you are.
Yeah. And when you get your sign, even if it's subtle, just trust it.
Yep.
Don't wait for it to get bigger and bigger.
Very well. Thank you. Do a sign for another one?
Yeah.
So is there anybody else here who wants to?
Come on over.
All right.
So,
what's your name?
My name is April.
April, where are you from?
Minnesota. Minnesota. I am wondering what I can do to get from point A to point B in my career. I want to take the leap from what I'm doing now into, you know, anything and everything spiritual. And I feel like there's something I have to hurdle, and I don't know what it is.
It's not a hurdle. You make it more of a hurdle. There's some of that old fear, and it goes in with the energy that's coming in. We're all going through it. We're all holding on for a roller coaster. But
well,
it's not. We don't have to prepare.
It's like, is it even wise to jump ship right now with all the changes that are going on?
Literally, I'm hearing not right yet. Not right yet.
Okay. Because I'm hearing for you, just stay where you are for now, but still do your work. Because actually, you're needed where you are. Your energy force is needed right there. As much as we all hate to be in those places, there's a purpose for you right now.
There's going to be more and more people soon who are going to be asking a lot of questions to where they never even, it wasn't even a thought in their head. Just so you know, it's going to happen really fast.
But plan what you want with your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Have it planned and ready to go. Start it slowly on the side so that, you know, when you are able to make the switch, you can go full force.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, it's a Christian business that I work for, and they're wonderful people, but they talk about, you know, their ministry constantly, and I just, like, I want to say so much, but I feel like I have to hold my tongue.
Again, there's a reason why you're there.
Speak up.
And, you know, you can just one or two sentences, one or two, you know, a few words here and there, but really to shift that environment.
What you can do is you sit here and say this: I set the intent that all communication is clear and effective for all that are involved in all forms, physical form, spiritual form, etc. form. And it really honestly does. I had to do that as a counselor. I had to do that when I had to go into court with people. And, like, when I have a passion with it, all of a sudden the calmness came through. So it really does work, and then people are going to hear it because your energy is more gentler and it's not going to be forced on them. So you'd be amazed. They'll have a completely different response. And a lot of church stuff, you guys, is coming up because everywhere I'm going is, they're saying my stuff, I won't say it on air, but I'm hearing a lot of church people right now.
The new Pope was a big indicator of change, and he's shifting everything in there. So there's no accident that we got a Pope like that.
and we're all saved in this room. We're all saved by Jesus Christ and everybody else. We are. And I'm saying that with Tanner.
Yeah.
I'm not mocking anybody.
Yeah.
Because belief is your belief.
All right.
Yeah. But, but you can get through it, and I get it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your guys and ask that they're there with you.
You know, how I want to communicate more clearly with my guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get stuff, but it's kind of vague. And they're, ooh. But they're, I want the intention.
Like, everything is you need to seriously makes a difference when every morning you're saying, I set the intent. And you're saying those words, I set the intent. And whatever your intention is. So be intentional on your intention.
Okay.
And then you can change it throughout the day. It's not like, but that's literally when we're saying set the intent, you're saying, I set the intent. That, you know, blah, 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 blah. Because we're co-creators of our life. And none of us have clarity on going, because we've never have had the opportunity of being a co-creator before. We've been so conditioned by so many illusions that this is what you're destined for. This. You have to be this. You have to be that. And we didn't live our life with passion. But that's what we're waking up to. And we're all sad because we're going, oh, my God, I don't even know what the hell my passion is. Well, how long have we been asleep for? A long time, people. We've been sleeping a long damn time. And it's like we're taking all these corroded boulders. We've been buried. We've been buried. We've come a long way. We've come a very long way. That's why we need to be very gentle with ourselves, very forgiving. Because it's going to happen when the time is right. You'll be amazed. But right now, it's working on our connection, our higher self, with our soul, with our guide.
Yeah.
Calling the angels. A lot of people don't even know angels exist.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the healing angels, the archangels. It's like we have a barrage of so many benevolent beings that are with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's many of us that have millions, thousands, hundreds. We're not on our own, but we have to ask. They will not interfere unless you ask. They'll guide us. And here a lot of us will get that brick wall and go, what the hell is happening?
You can also set the intent to be a clear channel for your guides.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
even though it's that simple, just set the intention. And I allow angels, I'm allowing you to come in,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're waiting for permission. So
Building community is really huge right now because otherwise, I mean, if you didn't have community, holy hell, you guys, it can be really hard. And then, you know, cards, they can be a visual aid. For electrical and I can't focus. It can be a focus for the day. Oh, okay. I'm trusting. There's a card on trust. I'm trusting. I don't know what I'm supposed to trust, but I'm trusting.
Right.
So at least you could, that can be the word that you meditate on. I'm trusting. I am trust. I do trust. It is, it is. And the more you use your I am statement, you're claiming your God presence. So everything's I am. If you're scared, go in the I am. I'm in my I am presence. I'm in the I am presence. I have to say that many times. I'm in my I am presence. I'm walking the path of light in this lifetime. Walking the path of light.
And isn't that interesting? That seems to be the theme for this evening, the I am present.
Yeah.
Because it's coming a lot up a lot. So everybody listening, remember those two powerful words, I am. And then you use whatever word you want after that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And remember, it's not a race. People are going to wake up a lot energetically. It's going to happen from now to the end of the year. And we're being pushed. There's a divine plan. There literally is. It's shifting, molding. There's an infrastructure. But that's changing within. Now, you know, because I communicate with a lot of the multidimensional and the galactic stuff. So there's a lot of benevolent beings right now that are going, get out of the way because now it's our turn. Because you guys did this, now it's up to this. And so it's like, that's where a lot of us are going, hell's going on, what's going on? But now we have to trust. And it's about building and really walking our talk of faith and trust right now. Knowing that it's for our highest and greatest good. Because we're not the only ones. This is not the only planet that's being affected by the change right now. As this planet vibrates at its highest frequency, it affects everything in other planets, systems, dimensions, galaxies, realms, blah, blah, blah. It affects everything that it never did before.
But that's another question.
But that's another story. That's another story.
I'm over people's head as well.
I know. People listen.
You know, I know if I'm talking more, that's the reason for that. People are like, what?
You're very welcome.
Okay. Well, let's grab another caller.
Hello, hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hola.
Maybe they're on mute.
We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Serena. I'm calling from Ontario.
Hello, Serena.
Hi.
Hello, Serena. Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I have a question. I'm wondering if you can pick up on my intent and my goal is to purchase a home, and I'm hoping that you have any knowledge or insight as to when that will be, because I would like to run my business out of my house, and I'm hoping that I will accomplish that.
Okay.
It's a spiritual basis.
I'm hearing yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
God, you're a bright light. I just want to say thank you for your energy because I feel it, so I'm acknowledging that. It feels I see that you're doing your work, so your guides are giving that acknowledgement to you. So congratulations.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, that's one of my goals because I do Reiki and color therapy and aura reading and stuff like that, and I want to build my business, but it's going to be on a part-time basis, and I'd really love it to be out of a house that I purchased. So do you see this year or next year?
I'm hearing 6 months to a year. Yeah, next year. Yeah, 2016. You're a bright light, man. Are you a teacher? You're going to be putting classes together, so be focusing on that from now to the end of the year, like what you should be doing. I see you putting manuals together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'm seeing you finishing something up to do with your finances that'll open you up then to be able to purchase.
Right. It's paying off my debt. Well,
yeah.
I'm kind of unemployed at the moment. So I am looking for work and hoping that'll come soon. And then once that comes, I'll be able to pay off the debt that I have and then be on my way to saving for a down payment.
Serena, you're a lot like me. We worry about stuff, but yet stuff comes to us miraculously, so continue to trust. Continue to trust. But it just shows up and we worry about nothing. So tell your lower consciousness ego to step out and to allow the higher consciousness ego to come in. And when that happens, you'll see that you shift through it a lot quicker. And that's something that just started happening this week. What terminology-wise, it seems to be shifting out a lot easier when you say it like that. But I'm hearing you're going to just find it. Yes, it's going to be planted. It's going to be planted right there.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a job coming for you in the healthcare, something in the healthcare field, which will help you financially recover.
Before the end of the summer.
Funny you mentioned that earlier, or just now, because I've been waiting for 6 months. Like, I've never been unemployed for this long, and so I have been patient. And, you know, I haven't had that worry sense before up until about a month ago. It starts getting real because, you know, when you start running out of money, it gets real. And so I have been worrying over the last month, but I do have faith and trust that it'll come. That's why my question wasn't about the job. It was about the house. Because I know the job is coming. It's just a matter of when, right?
Yes. So the house is until 2016.
Yes. But you will be in a house.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. And it'll be big enough to have my business,
I see a really nice big healing room.
Mm-hmm.
So, with lots of windows. And on the outside of the building... lots of vines, like ivy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hearing it's just very important that you keep yourself really clear, really clear. So let go of the worry, let go of the fear, let go of the doubt, because you're doing really good. So stay in where you're at right now vibrationally. I mean, continue to rise. Like, stay in that positivity. Stay in it.
Yeah, wonderful. Excellent. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. This one.
1111.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Stacy.
Stacy, you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stacy,
where are you calling from?
Oh, sunny Florida.
Okay.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just want to know if you see a new romance coming in within the next couple of months.
A new romance? Okay.
You see a new romance coming in within a couple of months.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm hearing that you'll meet a gentleman in 3 months. It'll be about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a change within 6 months.
A change with what?
There will be a change in partner within 6 months. So the first one isn't going to be very long.
The first one's not going to be very long, I mean. I just wanted to ask you a really quick question, you know, because I, how can I say this? I've been flying resumes everywhere, and it just seems like nothing has, you know, materialized with the job, and it's still waiting, and it seems close, and it seems, you know, there's some that would have been a perfect fit, but I guess somebody else gets chosen. Do you see a job coming quick, or is it going to be stagnant? You know, it's just very frustrating.
Well,
We're
keeping it to one question, but I'm just going to tell you this. Keep the worry out because you're blocking everything coming at you.
Yeah. But I just want to know.
Just be really clear on what you want. But we're really going to be, because we're working on our boundaries, and it's one question only. We answered your first question, and it's not to be hard, but this is a big deal that Doc's coming in and saying one question, because I'm one where I can get wrapped into it. But stay out of the worry. You're doing really well. Be very clear on what it is that you want. And we so appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I've had to work for 2.5 years on that one. I'm very proud of myself.
Okay. Grab this one.
Get the fuck off my board! God fucking damn!
Bye!
What was it? Oh, look at that. 3:33.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah.
Okay. What about the news? That was an interesting phone call. You know, to each your own. We're spending 11 light.
Yeah.
We are.
That was OOP 33.
I'm sure you meant to call somebody else. This was Beth and Marie, Divine Goddess Radio.
I'll be with you.
Okay.
You don't need to call to do that, obviously.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And I have a question regarding someone that is staying with me temporarily. It's a financial necessity, and things are not really going the way I had hoped for. I'm wondering if this is going to be worked out amiably, and the monies that I'm expecting will come through, and some other situations get resolved.
I'm hearing the money situation is going to be resolved in less than 2 months.
Well, the agreement has to be resolved pretty much by the end of the month because that's when rent is due.
I'm hearing you're going to get a new renter.
I'm mainly concerned right now about this person. I may not even consider having anybody anymore.
Is it a safety issue, Mary?
You're
not feeling safe?
Well, it's just there's argumentative kind of personality about things, it's just not working the way I wanted to. And I would, I've told them, by the end of the month I wanted the money, and I'm just kind of at my. He also has had a very serious illness, and trying to get back on his feet and is working diligently, but I just want to be sure that the reason I took him in, being monetary, will be, handled properly.
You know, believe it or not, I keep hearing that it's going to work out. but you have to have faith with it.
Yeah, I'm very resolution.
And I hear, you know, I know that you're in this right now, and it's, like, really intense, but I hear things are going to change and work out. They're going to work out. So approach it differently, more diplomatic, and you'll see a different response, and you're talking to somebody who, you know, has had some serious stuff, health issues going on with them. And there's some mental health issues going on with them as well.
That's,
you know,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, that there's, like, something, you know, that is troubling there.
Yeah.
And it's draining my energy, and I just don't, you know, I'm not well myself, so I'm anxious to, although he is helping in other ways, but it's just creating too much havoc, and because I have a health problem as well, I'm just, you know, pretty much hoping that I can just kind of, I don't want to make an enemy. I want it to be an amicable type of situation, but it's just a lot of wrangling that I really don't want to go through.
Right. And what I'm hearing for you, though, your guys are saying to just change your approach, as Beth said, and really kill him with kindness and love.
Oh, I've been working on
really
that. Believe me.
Yeah.
Been really trying very hard.
Yeah, you'll see a shift when you start changing your tone and how you speak to him, and where it comes completely from love and kindness. It'll help him calm down too, and then it'll shift your relationship. And it's also about, Mary, it's also about setting up healthy boundaries. So learn from this so you don't have to have another one come in and redo this, and it can be even more intense for you. So walk away. This is about staying in your personal power. It's about your personal power.
Right. So I'm not one that had very good luck with roommates, so this is just kind of, you know, out of necessity, and then I felt bad for what happened to him, and so it was against my better judgment, let's put it that way, but I did it, and I said, well, you know, I need the money, and we'll see what happens, but I don't think I really want to jump to having another roommate, that's for sure, you know, if I can possibly make it.
When you do anything out of desperation, you will attract desperation. So can you look at this as that you have learned from this? So as soon as you see that, as soon as you feel that, it will shift for you, because then you're going to respond. Now you're being very reactionary. I can feel it in your energy. So shift that and respond differently towards him. He's going to respond differently towards you. It can come to an end, and then you guys can part amicably. But that all depends on, you know, since I'm not there with you, you're going to have to do that on your own. But it's definitely about personal power.
Right.
It's not about,
I mean, I have to feel like I feel kind of like I have to, if I don't stand up for myself, he'll just kind of like walk all over me. And yet I've been very kind and understanding as well. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be all, you know, all domineering and do everything just for myself. I'm trying to be agreeable. But on the other hand, like you say, I have to put some boundaries in, or he's just not like running the show, and remember that it's me who lives here, you know what I'm saying.
Yep. So you can very gently and lovingly say, listen, you know, let's get through this. However, you know, these are the guidelines that I feel would benefit both of us.
Yep.
And sit down, even if you sit down and write them out and just say, you know, I really would like to, for both of us to move through this situation and get through it the best that we can.
Yeah, I'll keep trying. You know, I'm trying to reach that gap, and sometimes I think I get through, and other times it turns around, and then I say, gee, you know, what happened? It was different yesterday, and all of a sudden today.
Don't take it personally, because it's his stuff that he's going through, but don't feel like it's against you personally. He's shifting through his own things, and so you have to learn to kind of say, you know, if this isn't mine, I'm just going to turn around and walk away. Have no attachment to it. Attachment means you want it to look a certain way. So as soon as you take the attachment out of it, you'll be amazed at how quickly it ends.
Okay, but
do you think
he'll move by the end of the month then?
I'm hearing no.
I'm hearing that he's
situation. I'm hearing your situation can get better. Like I said, we don't always hear what we want to hear, but we gave you a lot of phenomenal suggestions that your guides are telling you, so now you need to implement them. So, yeah, really good. You can go, and after this show, you can go listen to it again if you forgot what we said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It'll be podcast, where you can find it again, and then you can listen and then hear the replay.
Ask your guides to really work with you on how to handle the situation. If it's on a data, he's really pushing buttons.
Yeah, I'm praying. I'm thinking a lot about it. And I'm praying for him as well, and his healing in all aspects as well, you know. But I want it to be a win-win situation, and I told him that. But, you know, it's just like, it's hard.
You're a wonderful person. You remember that, but don't be a sucker.
Yeah, that's what I
you
mean.
Know?
I don't want to be, nope. don't want to be, you know, somebody walking all over me. I've worked too hard in my life to have that happen. And it's like, okay, you know, it's got to wrap up pretty soon. Just,
yep.
I'm done.
It will.
You know, okay. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
You
have a great night. Bye-bye. Okay, we have one studio audience member still who hasn't asked a question. So would you like to come up and ask a question?
Come and ask a question. Oh, I forgot your question. Do you guys
remember what's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. And you can make a comment if you want to make a comment.
Awesome. I love this.
Thank you.
Great energy. It's just really fun. Do you have any message that you see for me that maybe I need to hear?
Well, you've done a lot of work. You've gone through a lot the past 6 months, big time. So your guys, first and foremost, want to give you accolades for that. Because we can go, does anybody even recognize what I have done? Is it here?
Nobody
did. You know, hello. So, and we need to hear that. We need to hear so that they see what it is that you're doing. So keep up the good work.
Your guys are saying, I don't know if this makes sense, but get out of your own way.
Yes, I can see that.
Okay.
Your path is really lit up. It's like that brightness, like nice and white, will continue to trust.
Yeah.
Don't get your head set in one thing. Look at all different alternatives and opportunities.
Yeah, that's, I think the biggest message is just trust, because your path is unfolding, and it's unfolding the way it's supposed to.
Cool.
So don't analyze it. Don't try to go, what, why, huh, because that's where you get in your own way. Just let it unfold.
And on that, there's a little bit of blockage in your heart. You've got to look at it. It's presently there. So if you've been feeling heavy-hearted, you may or may not know what it is. Go in there and look at it. They said you can handle it. But I got somebody just got my arm. It's like, what?
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
People go in there and send it. They're going, don't let it go on and on and on. So it continues to build up. Go in there and look at it. And you can really let it go, because I just think it's tiny. You can easily get through it.
And pay attention to the synchronicities. There's going to be a lot of synchronicities coming from you.
A lot. Maybe.
So pay attention to the signs and write them down so that you have a running journal of it, so that you can recognize the pattern and kind of see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're getting messages that way.
Okay. You're freaking bright light.
Yeah.
But as you're bright light, you're going to see that others are going to be drawn to you. So that's where you can look at yourself. Oh, that's right. I'm shining really brightly. So you can attract all this negativity, but it's because you're making them look at their stuff without even realizing it. So that's when you're going, what the hell's going on here? That can be the indicator, because you're so bright. And that, oh, dang it, they may not even know what it is about you. They may not even know it's coming from you. But just to be able to recognize that it's not your stuff. Does that make sense of what I'm saying?
Yes, I have a lot of negative people think.
Coming
in. Well, I go on and attack it, like, what is going on? I don't think this much is coming.
You're so bright. So that just lets you know, I am shining bright.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you get on the phone?
We got one more.
One more.
Hello, who are we calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chelsea. I'm from Canada.
What was your first name?
My question? My question is related. Sorry?
What was your first name?
Chelsea. Okay, my question is just about my current relationship, and I just wanted to know what you're picking up for the next, like, 6 months to a year and a half.
The next 6 months to a year and a half for your relationship?
Pardon? Yeah. So what you can pick up from my current relationship. I am currently with someone, yeah.
Oh, your current relationship. Okay. It feels really good, Chelsea.
Oh, thanks. It does.
Doesn't mean that there haven't been trials and tribulations, but it's been very good. I say it feels like the worst is over. The worst is over.
Yeah. I'm feeling that both of you have been working really hard to
really hard
to look through all your issues. And there's, I see like a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're not very far.
Yep. Kind of like Dory, is it Dory? On Nemo? Keeps on swimming, 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 keeps on swimming. But you're not, it's not like you're drowning. It's like literally you can float on your back and keep on swimming. That's how easy it is right now. Feels very, very good.
Yeah, he's so supposed to live in different places. We live in different places, so I was kind of wondering if it's going to work out when we're actually, like, in the same location, if it still looks good.
So, it's going to be over a year still before I see you guys in the same, where you guys are going to be in the same geographical location. But he's working on it very diligently to come to you.
Yeah.
Give me more help, so don't let that heavy-heartedness come in there. I know it's difficult to have a long-distance relationship. But things are going to work without your heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just thinking about it. But, you know, No, I understand, because I feel like I still have work to do, and I feel like it'll happen when the work is done.
Yes.
Like I do feel it's close, but I feel I still have work left to do.
Yeah,
and you. But the nice thing is that you're both doing your work, and he's doing his work too, which is, phenomenal. So.
Oh, he's really opening up. He's usually like very closed off, and like he doesn't like to express himself. And he like really opens up to me, and like tells me all of his feelings, and we communicate like really, really well together. And I can see, like, marriage and kids with this guy. I've never, like, felt this way. I'm not usually, like, a romantic kind of person. And I just see, like, a future with him. So I'm willing, I think because we both see that future, we're both willing to do the work.
In the future?
I said because we both see a future together, I think we're willing to do the work because we both feel like it's a marriage, kids kind of relationship.
Yeah, sorry, we're having this kind of echoing, so we're like, huh?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, I think, like I said, it's if he wasn't willing to work on it, then obviously there would be no point, but the fact that he is really working on his end, he's also finishing up, he's got some father issues, too, that he's working on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
Yeah, so,
do you see, marriage and kids in the future? Like, if we both do our work?
Marriage and kids in the future?
Yeah.
You know what I'm hearing with you? I'm hearing that there's really good potential.
Yeah.
So that's going to depend on energetic. There's a lot that's, energetic. But if you're saying there's great potential, we both can step in. Remember that. But I'm hearing great potential for you guys.
Yep. I'm excited. That, thank you so much.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Chelsea. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, folks. That's it for this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for Beth's blowing kisses. Come on. But anyway, thank you all. We appreciate you, listeners. We appreciate the studio audience.
Yes, thank you. Sending you love. Sending you love.
See you next week.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.